Hello and welcome to the Anfield Wrap. Today, it's in the dugout with me, Mike Kearney. It's the show where I get to sit down and talk to coaches through all levels of the game about their experiences, how they find it, and what they get out of it. And today, I'm joined by a special guest. I've got Plymouth Argyle manager Ryan Lowe. Ryan, thanks very much, mate. Thanks for coming on today and having a chat.
Oh, no worries, mate. You okay, yeah?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Yeah, getting a bit fed up now, but it's not all we can do, is they, mate? It's part and parcel. Just got to get on with it.
No, it's weird at the moment. So all we can do is just see where we land, isn't it, at the moment? Which must be frustrating, mate, for yourself in terms of not knowing where we are. But, you know, we just got to hope and see on that one. I like to start shows generally by, by getting into, you know, whereabouts did you get into football? Why? But I've never been able to ask an ex-professional footballer. So I'm interested to hear myself, mate. When local lad.
Yeah, you know what? I was years ago, so I'm trying to remember now. My memory's like a sieve. But years ago, I was there. I remember being 12, 13, and got invited up to the Vernon Sangster to trial at Liverpool. And then sod's law for me, but you know what lads are like when you're youngsters, and ends up jumping off a block of flats and fractured my ankle in Devonshire Place, right by my mate's house. Just listen, we were just messing around in the block, and next thing to get over, to jump down. So end up fracturing my ankle, and I was out for 12 months, didn't play for 12 months, but I was there for about, I was at Liverpool for about 2 months. Loved it. I thought, oh, I like this. It was in the indoor, on the Alwooden stuff. So anyway, long story short, that was before my Sunday days. So with Liverpool, I didn't play for 12 months, and then I had a season out, and then when I got to 15, I started to score loads of goals for a team called East Villa. And then in the end, he invited me back to Liverpool, and it was at Melwood, the bottom, the old Al Astro there, and I was going, I was saying, I was thinking, oh yeah, I've got a chance again, big Liverpool fan. And then it comes to me, when you play the games, you just play like 15 or 20 minute games. So there was like four quarters then. There was 25 minutes and 15 minutes. So they play a 25 or 15, 15 or 25, or whatever way they worked it. And all my East Villa team used to come round and watch me, because they'd start at like 9 o'clock, and then they might kick off be 10 o'clock, and then they'd catch the last half an hour or whatever. And I weren't playing. I felt a bit embarrassed. So I just said to my dad one day, after being there again for about 2 months, listen, I just want to go back and play for my Sunday team. I'm not really enjoying it. And that was it, mate. I did. Listen, people say, oh, why did you do that? Well, you know, you look at in the background, who was coming through, it was like Robbie Fowler, Michael Owen. So I was a striker. I was never going to get nowhere near them lot. And then ended up going to East Villa, scored a load of goals. Then when we come out of that open age, I went to the youth team at Southport, did a bit there with them. And then played one game for Southport in the Conference Cup. And then Ronnie Moore actually was coming and said, look, listen, I'm going to go with the older pros, not going to use no kids. You know, you're free to leave. I went, right, that's fine. Went and signed for Bearsco. Signed for Bearsco in 1998, season 99. And then, what was it, 97, 98? Anyway, it was one of them. And then scored a few goals toward the back end, then signed a 12-month contract with them. Well, it was like a pay-as-you-play. I scored 38 goals, mate, that year, and that was it. I was off.